This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's last meeting for the year will be held on Friday the 20th of December. This month's presentation will be from Bob, VK5FO, giving us an introduction to 3D printing. Bob will cover some of the entry-level 3D printers available, the different filament types, and how to get started using designs you can find online. This will be held at the Fulham Community Centre, with doors opening at 7pm and the presentation kicking off at 7:30pm. We won't be holding a general business meeting this month. Instead, there'll be time after the presentation for a catch-up and a chat before we break for the holiday season. As usual, for more information on all upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. We had another working bee at our club shed yesterday, and also on the previous Saturday when, although we only had four members present, we were able to complete the relocation of one of the shelving units from the back wall to one of the side walls in order to create some extra depth in one bay, which, hopefully, will allow our newly acquired trailer to fit into the shed. The hard physical yakka was done by Owen, VK5HOS, who displayed an enviable amount of stamina in sawing off part of one of the units to allow the part being moved to fit. The second, and probably more awkward, cut was done by Andrew, VK5MAS, who, being younger, does not deserve any special mention. Hi, hi. Only kidding, Andrew. We were very definitely appreciated your efforts, as well as Owen's. Yesterday, the plan was to start stripping all of the radios, power supplies, antennas and the Clark pump-up mast out of our old trailer in order to put it up for sale ASAP. We will be continuing with this project next Saturday. Last Friday week was our final activity night for 2024, and we were thoroughly entertained by Norbert, VK5MQ, who gave us a very interesting talk on some of the problems he was faced with and how he managed to overcome them while he spent 4 months as a senior comms tech on Casey Station in the Antarctic. Illustrated with photos, we gained an insight into life on the frozen continent and the ingenuity required to problem solve when almost everything is frozen solid. Many thanks for an excellent evening, Norbert. The balance of the evening was a presentation from another member regarding near vertical incident Skywave, what it is and the best antennas to use in its implementation. Surprisingly, no one was observed asleep during this presentation. At this time, we have three members who are incarcerated either in hospital or in nursing homes, and we would like to say hi to Colin, VK5DK, Murray, VK5BWA, and Dale, VK5DA, even though probably Ian will be the only one who is able to listen to this. We wish them all the very best and hope that they are receiving the best care possible. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Last Friday night was the Northeast Radio Club Christmas party, and many members were in attendance, and there was plenty to eat and drink. And the great moment of the night was when Santa arrived and wished us all a very Merry Christmas. And then he presented the door prizes to the winners as they were drawn out. Then, following this, Santa then led us all in singing Christmas carols, and that was greatly enjoyed by all. That done, everyone continued in enjoying the socialising until the meeting closed. Many thanks to those organising this final meeting for 2024. Now, the next meeting will be in January 2025, And also January we'll have 5 Fridays. So there will be a 5th Friday lunch on the 31st of January. Well, that's all for this week's news. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.